Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or simply hoping to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall.
Welcome back. Richard, we're going to end this week. I was almost said start out this week, but this is the last podcast for the week. We're going to end this week with a discussion about drifting.
Right. And this sort of, in many ways, sort of encapsulates many of the other talks, podcasts that we've done this week.
Yeah.
It sort of pulls a lot of those strings together.
Yeah.
And kind of as a nice summary. So it's a good way to end.
Yeah. It's written by Austin L. And it's published at Be Yourself. And the link is in the show notes. But he describes himself as an angsty millennial and proud, hopeless, romantic explorer of himself. Mm. So it's interesting. But he writes about drifting through life and he kind of goes back to when he was in fifth grade.
Right.
And
I like that.
You know, the idea that he's always just been this kind of person who just wanted to keep everybody happy, didn't want to rock the boat, wanted everybody to like him, and it was a class clown because he wanted to make people happy and never wanted to rock the boat.
Right.
And he's really started to sit back and think about that life.
Yeah, because when he was in the fifth grade, he goes back to fifth grade because he had written a little play.
Right.
And it was selected for...
an award.
An award, and it would be presented.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be there.
Yeah.
As the author of the play, he would be in the limelight. He was absolutely terrified. Didn't want any part of it whatsoever.
Right.
He just wanted to stay in the background. Didn't want anybody to see him or hated the spotlight. Unlike some other people we know.
Right.
Who like the spotlight.
Yeah.
Who seek the spotlight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to avoid it. And over time, and he talks about over time through elementary school and middle school and high school, the things he did was, one, he sought to stay in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he also became a class clown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he would always sit in the back of the room. He didn't want to ever be called on or talk. So he tried to hide as much as he could.
Yeah.
Yet he was also the class clown.
Right.
And he finally figured out that what he was doing was he didn't want to offend anybody, and he wanted everybody to like him.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, at the same time that he was very shy and hiding, he was also the class clown.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he talked about one of the things that he mentions is that, you know, he didn't really work really hard at anything because he didn't want that attention. But the only thing that he did really work hard towards was to not upset anybody.
That's right.
That was really the only thing.
Keep everybody happy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he's as he's looking back at all of this, because he's getting closer to 30 or something.
He's in
like
his
that.
20s now.
Yeah.
When he was looking back in his 20s.
Yeah. So as he's doing that, he's like looking back. And he describes himself as living on Average Island. And he's saying, you know, I want to get off of Average Island.
That was wonderful, too.
Yeah.
So think of it. Put that in your lexicon somewhere.
Yeah.
Living on Average Island.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But he wants to get off of Average Island and you know, start to...
Get on.
Mm-hmm. Get on and stop drifting through life. He talks about, you know, Average Island sort of where he was just drifting in life, just trying to keep everybody happy and doing all of that stuff that he's been doing since middle school.
Right.
And he's ready to stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
I love Average.
So he says, you know, the things that he's had to learn is that he's had to learn to accept uncertainty.
Right.
You know, that uncertainty, and as you said earlier, this kind of ties a bunch of things together that we've talked about throughout the course of the week. You know, the fear of uncertainty, that fear of disappointment, that fear of failure, you know, keeps us on Average Island.
Right.
It keeps us mediocre, as we talked about yesterday.
Right.
And he talks about how he really is having to push himself to get beyond that.
Right. You know, one of the points that he made early in the article when he was in high school is that he said, and this is one of the ironies, he was involved in, he had a social life,
right.
He had friends, and he was involved in athletics.
Yeah.
But he said he was involved in such a way that he was in those activities. He had this circle of friends and a circle of activities, But he said he was kind of hiding in them mm-hmm. and being like everybody else. And those things were happening to him, mm-hmm. but they weren't really who he was or what mm-hmm. he really wanted to do.
Right.
And I'm sure that many of us do that.
Yeah.
Is that we have our friends and we go out and we do things, but we're really not happy doing what we're doing.
Right.
It's really not where we want to be.
Right.
And I think that's why he was describing Average Island.
Right. Well, and what it makes me think of is exactly what we talked about yesterday, mediocre. You know,
right.
what he was shooting for was just to be like everyone else mm-hmm. so that he could fit in and right. he could have the friends and that he could have these relationships, but he didn't want to rock the boat. He didn't right. want to push any boundaries anywhere mm-hmm. because he wanted to stay right there in that comfort zone.
And as he said, life sort of happened to me. Life right. happened to me instead of me designing a life that I wanted,
right.
I let life happen to me. I was right. a good enough athlete that I right. could participate. I was a funny enough student, I could be the class clown. But he said life was just happening. I wasn't in control.
Mm-hmm.
And this malaise that he sort of felt mm-hmm. is what we see in many 20-somethings and even mm-hmm. some 30-somethings
mm-hmm.
where they have this vague sense of discontent. They're just not sure what they want to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the image that goes with this, or this, the picture that he has on this, is just yeah. an astronaut floating in space.
Wait. Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea of drifting, is that you're there, you're surrounded by all this stuff. You're
surrounded by life.
Mm-hmm. But you're just floating. And life takes you where life wants you to go.
That's right. You're just sort of drifting, you know, now we're going to go here, and now we're going to go here. And you're not making those decisions.
Right.
They're being made for you.
Right.
Life makes those decisions for you.
And so instead, what we need to do is we need to put our feet on the ground right. and take some agency and take right. some responsibility and make action mm-hmm. In our lives and to, right. to do and accomplish the things that we need to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a really interesting thing. He has a quote here that says, "No one is going to hand me the blueprints to a meaningful life."
That's right.
If I want it, then I have to go out there and get it.
I wished I could get... millennials, mm-hmm. And we're not picking on millennials, but they're in that age mm-hmm. group. High school defines your life, so you don't struggle with this
right.
kind of stuff as much because your life is so structured for
right.
you. If you get married and have children, that structures your life.
Mm-hmm.
But in that period between structure of mm-hmm. high school and mm-hmm. college and structure of a family,
mm-hmm.
you can drift
yeah.
because you're not deciding what you really... Getting married, and we see this all the time, young people will get married just to take because
right.
they think it gives them control,
right.
when it really doesn't. It's mm-hmm. not going to change anything,
right.
because it's not the life that they really want to
right.
live. It's just the next step in the process.
Yeah, and we did that week, last year, we did a week where we talked about millennials.
Right.
And what I think is the something that... to pull from there that is so related to what we're talking about here is, okay, your childhood, your you know, high school, your mm-hmm. adolescence, your maybe even your early adulthood has been what it has been.
Right.
Okay. Your parents, maybe your parents failed you.
Right.
Maybe your parents were abusive. Maybe your parents were not supportive. Maybe your parents didn't prepare you completely for your life that
right.
that you have now. Okay.
That's right.
Are we just going to complain about it?
That's right.
Or are we going to take some agency to change something about it?
Exactly.
And that's where, I think that the difference between drifting and taking action
mm-hmm.
is if you're drifting, you're saying, well, I can't help it where I am.
No.
You know, I'm just drifting along here because my parents set the stage for me. You know, they were lousy. They mm-hmm. didn't do what they were supposed to, what I needed them to do.
Right.
And so here I am just floating along.
No.
Or you can say, my parents didn't do the job they needed to do, and here's what I'm doing to fix that or to address that.
Or you could say, my parents did what they could do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
This is how much they were able to do.
Right. They saw the world differently than I see the world.
Exactly. So this is what they were, given their resources, given their perspective,
mm-hmm.
given their experiences.
Right.
This is how they gave me what they could give me.
Right.
Okay. Now I have to move on from there.
Right.
But I can't blame, I'm not going to blame them
right.
or use them as an excuse.
Right.
I have agency. I still make decisions.
Right.
And I can decide whether to do something or
mm-hmm.
not do something.
Right.
Sadly, many people decide not to do something.
Right.
It's still a decision.
Yeah.
You're still making a decision.
Yeah. But it's just not the decision that you need to make to be happy.
That's right, but it's not going to get you anywhere.
Right.
You know? And if you want to live in anger and you want to live and blame everybody else and not do anything, well, that's your decision then. You're deciding right. not to do something.
Right. Mm-hmm. So what we learn here is take some agency, take some action in your life, mm-hmm. stop drifting.
Right.
And have some intention.
Right.
You know?
And he also mentions you learn from failure.
Right.
That you have to be willing to fail. Yeah. You try and you fail and then you learn from the failure and then you move
right.
on.
Yeah.
But the great line is right at the end, right?
Yeah. It says, I've discovered that if I want to live a full, fulfilling life, I simply cannot squander it by dwelling in the shadow of comfort. I must step out from behind the shadows and into the light, become my true self, and every day decide not to drift.
I'm gonna have that printed and give one copy to each of my children in a frame that they can see every day. I love the idea, dwelling in the shadow of comfort,
mm-hmm.
because that's what that Facebook, TV, mm-hmm. you know, all these things that we find to be relaxing, that's right. the shadow of comfort.
Right.
You know, that's my little comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get out of there. And you have to get on with things. And you remember, we began the week by talking about writing when you're depressed, okay?
Right.
Even if you're depressed, you have to get up and get going.
Right.
Do something.
Intention.
Right.
Intention
and
is
agency,
important.
And agency, right?
Yes. So, all right, that is it for today.
That was a good week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid. Thanks for sharing this episode of the Mental Breakdown and PsychReg podcast. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to follow us on Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel, where you will find all of our previous podcasts and much more. We would be honored if you would become a patron through patreon.com, where any donation you can manage will go to the development and creation of more content. Just visit patreon.com/themental breakdown for more information. Thanks again for listening. Have an awesome day, and we look forward to being back in your feed tomorrow morning. Thank you.